Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sometimes you just can't make things up. Welcome to the program, Friday edition. The working vacation, right? Ha, ha, ha. Don't you love it? I know I do. Sometimes you can't make stuff up, right? It's Friday. We're going to go wherever I feel like going right now. We're going to wing it because it's Friday. Why not, right? You know, some of the best stuff I see in the middle of the night. I didn't see any in the middle of the night last night because I actually slept. But early this morning when I got up, I saw a story on one of my regular alerts from down in Florida from Fox 13. Anytime you want to see crazy stuff going on, just Google alerts for Florida with whatever keyword that you're looking, and you're going to find it. I'm telling you, the craziest, wackiest stuff goes on down there, I swear. This headline, man kills ex-wife's boyfriend, is killed in shootout after being chased by police. Okay. Sounds like a typical run-of-the-mill lunatic story you'd see in any city across the country in America, right? Some wacko boyfriend, some stalker, you know, that kook that just can't figure out, hey, dude, your life is going to be better off without her. Guess why? Because she doesn't like you. And why would you want to be with somebody that doesn't like you? Life is too short. Live to be happy. I don't understand why people can't just live their lives like that. I got to thinking about that, and I thought, you know, that's something that you figure out as you mature, as you age, right? You tend to figure this stuff out. Kind of hard for that. I mean, remember the 16. I remember being 16 years old, and you know that love of your life that steals your heart and gives you that big testosterone rush when you're that age. Dumps you for somebody else, and you're devastated. Remember that feeling, guys? You know what I'm talking about. Girls, you remember it too, right? Maybe the guy dumps you. You're the teenage years, very difficult years, right? And you get mad at him. You don't want to be around him. You talk about him or you talk about her and, you know, all of a sudden she's a jerk or he's a jerk or whatever the case may be until you find somebody else and you move on. But as you age, things begin to change. You tend not to react like that, right? You're like, hey, you know what? I'm a mature guy. She's a mature young woman. It's not working out. Maybe we should see other people or whatever the case may be. And as you get older, that's just a process in life. Kind of like when dopey Democrats, mushhead snowflakes in college, get their first jobs and realize that 50% of their paycheck goes to the government and that New York City, state, city, and local tax because they wanted to live in Manhattan. All of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute here. They begin to realize, hey, maybe I don't know everything. So, again, I'm not a headline surfer. So I wanted to read this because he was killed in a shootout. So this is lunatic stuff, lunatic guy, right? But he was dead after leading police on a chase that spanned more than 25 miles in two counties. Now, I happen to know this area. It was in Hernando, Florida. And I thought to myself, I must be misreading this. Now, again, keep in mind, the man was accused of killing the boyfriend of his ex-wife. Deputies say 70-year-old Salvatore Tyrone. 70-year-old Salvatore Tyrone shot and killed his ex-wife's boyfriend, 64-year-old Michael Carello, out of jealousy. So, again, you're probably laughing with me. I'm not laughing at the fact that this guy's a murderer. I'm laughing at the fact that it's so the age, 70 years old. Do you even call someone a boyfriend or a girlfriend at that age anymore? What kind of person does this? I'll tell you what kind of person does this because this is where I'm going with this. An evil, sick, demented monster. They're out there. Even at 70 years old, there is evil that walks behind us at the grocery store, stands next to us at the gas pumps, is in line behind us at the bank, or shopping next to us wherever we happen to be, except Dick's or Target. Yeah, okay, you get it. They're out there. Evil is real. Now, of course, this was a targeted killing, but wait, there's more to the story. According to the deputies, he drove all the way from Miami. Of course, this was premeditated murder, right? to a Quality Inn in Citrus County with the intent to kill the guy. He eventually led officers, according to this piece, on a chase that ended when the suspect was shot dead on I-75 in Sumter County. It appears, according to Fox 13, that the SWAT officers offed this guy. Why? Because he was an armed and dangerous murderer. Ah, but there's something buried in the middle of this piece. Citrus County Sheriff Mike Prendergast said Carello was apparently changing a tire on his car in the Quality Inn parking lot when this 70-year-old Salvatore Tyrone walked up to him and shot and killed him. A good Samaritan, and I'm quoting the piece now, with a concealed carry permit who witnessed the shooting, returned fire. He sped away in his Mercedes SUV, and that's when he led cops on a 25-mile two-county chase before he was finally killed by a no-doubt well-placed shot by a highly trained SWAT sniper. I mean, this is a guy that isn't going to stop. What was he evil the rest of his life? I don't know any backstory on the man. None of that really matters for the purpose of our discussion. The purpose of our discussion today is to use this very bizarre story to highlight my point to you as a reminder that evil is real. Even the little old man in the grocery store named Salvatore Tyrone. And I can promise you, somebody out there is saying, I can't believe he did that. He was such a nice man. Or, I can't believe he did that. I know him. Nobody I know would do such a thing. Or, I can't believe he was my neighbor. He's always been such a nice guy. He loves my kids. Wow, I can't believe he did that. He did. He did because he is possessed by evil. Can we stop that? Could we have ever seen this coming? I don't know the backstory here. I don't know what happened. Has he been stalking her? I mean, I have no idea. I could make a ton of assumptions based on this. But I don't think I have to. I don't think it's necessary to do that. Because he snapped. And now an innocent person is dead. 64 years old. 70-year-old evil. I want you to take heed of that story. I want you to think about that. I want you to use that as a reminder. You know, really interesting. They believe, obviously, this guy had it. He had it all planned out. Apparently, he drove from Miami up to Citrus. And they believe, they're trying to figure out whether his tires, because the guy was changing a tire. So they think his tires were slashed. They wouldn't put that in there if he didn't have a slash in his tire. So this guy went up there and basically set the scene up, created the situation. Why am I telling you that? Because this is how evil thinks. Evil plans its destruction. I have talked about this for years, and I cannot overstate this. You've got to be reminded of this, please. If this is the first time you've ever heard Armed American Radio, and you turn the dial because you don't like what I'm talking about, at least take away from this part of the program that you heard that as you go through your daily life, there are bad, nasty, despicable, evil monsters that walk among us. And to please, don't walk around your life with blinders on. Don't walk around in Colonel Cooper's condition white, which is just utterly, absolutely clueless to everything going on around you. Please don't be that person. But again, we'll close out the segment with this guy, but I want you to think about this. So what's what I thought this morning when I read this? I said, wow, at that point in that guy's life, he's that ticked off at 70 years old that he plans meticulously a murder. I'm going to drive up there. I'm going to cut his tires. When he comes out, I'll wait. He's going to see his tires are flat. He's going to have to change the tire. And then what? I'll kill him when he's on his hands and knees changing a tire at 64 years old. I'll shoot him in the back of the head. How can I make that guess? Well, you generally don't change a tire with your back facing the automobile and the tire, do you? This is what evil does. This is how evil thinks. There is evil out there. It walks among us. good heavens, please, you know, take something away from this like I did. Yeah, they had to pit the car. Florida Highway Patrol trooper pitted this guy's car, causing it to flip, I guess, you know, several times. He survived that. SWAT was behind him and demanded that he surrender. I thought this story was fascinating to me. I don't know why. Maybe just because it's Friday. Maybe because it was the guy's age. Maybe it just took me, you know, I was shocked when I saw this. But why? You see this stuff all the time. It just never ends. The point that I'm trying to make is you can't get away from it. It's out there. It's real. And it takes many shapes and it takes many forms. Even a little old guy down the street can be the guy that later in the day is going to murder somebody changing a tire, lead cops on a 25-mile, two-county chase, get pitted, flipped, and then shot by a sniper. Who'd have thunk it, right? I would, because I'm a realist. It happens. Evil's real. Back after this. All right, guys, the clock's ticking on this one, okay? How'd you like to head down to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners just like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check this out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just text ARMED to the number 87222 right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe 24 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARMED to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, not a lot of time here. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just text ARMED to 87222 right now. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, as a follow-up, welcome back, by the way, on this Friday edition, the working vacation edition Friday of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. As a quick side note on that story about the 70-year-old evil guy, I mean, that's just, what do you call the guy? He's the evil guy. He's 70-year-old evil guy. But just as a little side note, six deputies unloaded their weapons at this clown, and I guess a SWAT sniper took a shot, so they've all been placed on administrative leave. But I want to go back to that Good Samaritan with a concealed carry permit who witnessed the shooting and returned fire. Can't talk tactics with you because I don't know him. I don't know where he was placed. I mean, I'm going to assume he was probably in that parking lot. But where, I don't know. Did he seek cover? Did he get behind another automobile? Was he standing out in the open when he saw it and then sought cover and fired? If he did fire, why didn't he hit him? Where was he? What was the distance? These are all the things I'm thinking about and that I would love to be able to talk to somebody like Rob Pincus or another famed trainer or expert that we can bring in and ask those questions. But I don't have enough specifics here. I mean, really, the only thing we could do at this point is set up some hypotheticals, okay? The number one issue that I would impart to you today would be the best witness you can be. Should he have returned fire? Don't know. The fact that he didn't hit him? Don't know. Maybe he did hit him and we don't know he was wounded? And all of that barrage of bullets from the deputies? Who knows? Maybe they'll find that out. Forensics, autopsy, who knows? But the number one takeaway that you want from this is be the best witness you can be. Get as much information as you can. Get on that phone to law enforcement and be the best witness you can be. Should he have fired? Great question, right? After the fact. Did he fire after the fact? Did he fire when the gun came out? Right before? We don't know. Should he have even fired? Did the man fire and then turn around and immediately flee? So all of these are legitimate questions. I wish I had answers. Man, maybe we'll find out a little bit more about this. But I thought the big takeaway from this was, of course, that evil exists. Secondary to that was the fact that there was a concealed carry permit holder there. That I'm glad it made the Fox 13 news. It certainly wouldn't have made the New York Times because the New York Times failed to tell you about a concealed carry permit holder getting into a shootout with a man on a story they covered because it was a hate crime. So you never know what you're going to get. So at least, you know, some mad props to Fox 13 on this. I got to give them that. I'm going to stay with Fox. I'm going to bring you into Atlanta. Because all these things were coming through my alerts today, and I thought, well, you know, the holidays are here. These stories matter. We can really take things away from these stories. Are you keeping your stuff safe? Boy, this is a great conversation, too, because it always seems like we blame the victim in this case. The first thing somebody says is, well, they shouldn't have had their stuff out visible. Well, really? What, I shouldn't have had my car in the driveway either? I mean, how far are we willing to take this? At what point is the initial knee-jerk reaction, hey, that scumbag shouldn't be breaking into cars, instead of, well, it shouldn't have been left running? Now, I'm not saying you're going to make it easy for thieves. Don't misunderstand me. What I'm saying is, even you, as a proud, law-abiding American gun owner, even if you're not and you're listening to this show, just as a proud American, as a law-abiding person, your initial response is, well, man, what did they expect? They left the car open. Well, I'll tell you what I expect. I don't expect a thief to go take my car just because it's unlocked. It's not a lesser charge because I left the car unlocked. No, a thief's not supposed to open the car and get in it and take it anyway, ever. But that is, in fact, true, isn't it? Our initial reaction to something like that is, well, you know, because you'll tell, cops will tell you right now, and I'll be the same one, I'm going to tell you. Don't leave all your Christmas packages out, right? You're just asking for trouble. Well, you shouldn't be. In a perfect utopian unicorn fart smells like strawberry dust world that, you know, the snowflakes want, we could leave all the packages we wanted. Can't we all just get along? No. So we have to tell you these things because there are opportunists, especially this time of year. Especially this time of year. But again, that knee-jerk reaction should normally be, oh my God, that guy's a punk thug. Check it out. What's he doing breaking in those cars? Call the cops. What are you going to do? Stand there and go, oh my God, that guy's breaking into cars. I bet that idiot left their car door unlocked. Well, what did they expect? You know, so we kind of excuse the crime because the victim is stupid or made a dumb mistake? No. No. That is, and I get a lot of email on this. That's like saying your skirt's too short. What did you expect? Right? I'll tell you what I expected. I expected to go out tonight, look super hot, meet somebody, and not get raped. That's what I expected. Now, Fox 5. You want to email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. That conversation always generates a bunch of email. I love getting email on that topic, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Now, again, I'm not telling you not to lock your doors. I'm not telling you not to put your, you know, to put your packages in plain view, because thieves shouldn't take it anyway. Unfortunately, there are. That's why I set it up with evil exists. We know that. It's unfortunate we have to take these precautions. But it doesn't change the fact of what I'm talking about. This piece from Fox 5 in Atlanta, Georgia, the ATL, where it has been raining incessantly for, I don't know, a couple months now at least. Police warn about thieves targeting cars in driveways. One of the statements in here was, if you can park your car in your garage, go ahead. Well, guess what, dude? I can't. I have a giant smoker in my garage, a John Deere tractor, and a whole bunch of kids' crap. Now I got to worry about this. See, that, again, I'm not telling you not to. If you can park in the garage, go ahead. My wife's car fits in the garage. My truck won't, because I got that stuff in there, and the truck's too big. But her car fits in. And when the weather's crappy, like it is around here all the time, apparently, in 2018, for the last couple months anyway, and it gets colder, it's great advice to put the car in the garage. And, of course, nobody can get in your garage, right? Supposedly. They break into gun shops all the time. They can get into whatever they want. A determined thief's going to get in. But you get the idea. Now, there's a funny part to this story. Because they've got a high-definition camera. Now, I have cameras around AAR Ranch as well. And I have two cameras trained on the driveway area of the house. Because the driveway on in my house, my garage, and the driveway are on the side of my home. Yeah, and you know what's interesting? The cameras caught the guy getting out of a car at the end of a driveway, going up into the driveway, and a Ring doorbell camera caught it and alerted the homeowner who was there and saw this going on in their driveway. And the young woman yelled, "Get away! Go get the gun! Get the gun! Get away! Get away! Go get the gun! Go get the gun! Get away! Get away!" Criminal looks up and hears that and takes off. Not because he heard somebody saying, "Go away," but he heard somebody yelling, "Get the gun, get the gun, get the gun, get the gun. Get away from my car," she quoted. I'm quoting her. Get the gun," she yelled as she watched him on her remote device. So when this young man came up and got close to her car, she either got an alert or she was watching it and was able to talk with him and startle him, which caused him to flee. That was from Lieutenant Marcus Denard. Yeah, I can promise you this. It wasn't the guy hearing her say, "Get away from my car. Get away from my car." No, it was him hearing, "Get the gun, get the gun." Pretty gosh darn effective, huh? Yeah, it won't be long before some dopey liberal can say, "See, all you got to do is tell them you have one. You don't really need one." I'll be back after this. Good heavens.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I want to go back to the Fox 5 story about the get away from my car thing in a minute. But before I do that, remember, text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. The USCCA wants to put a gun, a free gun, in your hands, and you could get up to 24 chances, but it ends soon. So make sure to take advantage, please, of this opportunity and this offer while the USCCA has it available to you. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. You could win 24 Glocks, a chance to win. They're going to give away 24 Glocks. They could give away 24 Glocks, 24 Kimbers. It could be 24 AR-15s, 24 Sig Sauers, could be anything. All right, but you get up to 24 chances when you head over there. And remember, the gun a day on the giveaway reloads at midnight and a new one pops up. So make sure to head over to text armed, A-R-M-E-D. Don't head over. Text armed. Use your thumbs. Armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't do it while you're driving. Okay, let's go back to that Fox 5 story for a second. This is the one where the woman yelled, "Get away from my car, get away from my car," because she saw him on camera, okay? Here's another interesting part to this. Police say the thieves have targeted high-end subdivisions like Regency Oaks on Enon Road and Amherst Subdivision on West Stubbs Road. That's somewhere in Atlanta. I have absolutely no idea where those are. No clue. Couldn't tell you. But they're high-end neighborhoods. And guess what these thieves are doing? So they go fairly unnoticed in these neighborhoods. They are renting higher-end automobiles. So they're driving around the neighborhood, fitting in. You mean thieves think like that? Yes. That's what today's takeaway is on a Friday. As you go about your Christmas shopping this weekend, and you're going to, I know you are, I know you are, you ain't got it done. I ain't got it done. You ain't got it done. You're going to be out and about. You're going to go out and get in the mess, man. Go get you a coffee somewhere, you know, a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks. Walk around the strip mall. Walk around the outlet malls that aren't really outlets. They just call them that. That should be fraud too, shouldn't it, right? Yeah. It's Trump's fault. Blame Trump that outlet malls are called outlet malls and the prices really aren't any cheaper. But I digress. But while you're out and about, these are the things I want you to take away. Of course, lock your door. Don't be that person that doesn't. Because it does make it easier to the criminal who does this. And this, of course, is actually planning a crime. That's what this is. They're planning a crime. I guarantee you, I can guarantee you two things about these neighborhoods that I don't have a clue where they are. They say are high-end subdivisions, okay? Here's two things I can guarantee. Someone in that neighborhood is saying, well, I can't believe that happened in our neighborhood. That doesn't happen here. This is such a nice area, right? And the other thing I can guarantee you is it's been raining there for 2 months, too, because it's in the ATL. So, yeah, I know, I'm not a big fan of the rain anymore. I'm kind of over it, but you probably figured that out by now. Come on, man. Get some sun for crying out loud. All right, here's... I know I'm going to get emails. If you want to give me crap about ragging the weather, go ahead. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Here's a couple things. I'm not going to tell you not to lock your car doors, like I just said, or to put the packages out in plain view. No. Here's what I want you to take away from this. Again, another great reminder. Some good advice as you go through your holiday shopping. And you are. You're going to do that this weekend, no doubt. But as you do it, don't be the target. Think like these clowns do. It's hard for good people to think like criminals. But you got to. Understand that when you come out of a mall and you've got all kinds of stuff with you, and you see people sitting in their cars as you're walking to your, through the parking lot, right? You see people sitting in their automobiles. You don't know who that person is. It's just a 70-year-old man. Uh-huh. Maybe it's a 70-year-old man that just offed a 64-year-old boyfriend of his ex-wife. You don't know. The point that I'm telling you is in the liberal snowflakes, you're going to hate this. Don't trust anybody. You don't know who that person is. That person could be sitting there talking to someone else on a remote device telling them they just found a sucker and it's you. They could be targeting you. You don't go through your life paranoid. Just be alert. Watch people and things around you. Here's some great advice. Don't put all those packages in the back of your trunk and think, oh, nobody can see them. I just put them in my trunk, except for the people that just saw you put them in the trunk. Then you turn around and walk away or somebody comes up and distracts you. Ma'am, could I ask you how to get to, oh, I don't know, rhubarbs? I want a piece of rhubarb pie, and I heard there's a rhubarbs around here. Rhubarbs isn't really a real place, I don't think. If it is, I apologize for picking on you. Oh, yeah, I know where rhubarbs is. Yeah, just go around here, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. While you're being distracted, somebody's ripping you off. Or worse, pulling a car up to take you away and then steal your car. Yes, criminals do these things. Yes, they think about it. They work in teams. They plan it. How do I know that? You know the gun shop I was telling you that just got ripped off for the third time? A good friend of mine owns that gun shop. It's like playing whack-a-mole with these criminals. Yeah, this was, we understand, a very high-end, very professional crew that actually went to the junction box outside on the street, cut a bunch of wires, went around to the shop, cut everything. They had free roam of the place. They cut the power. They cut the alarms. They cut the video cameras. Everything. Could have been a cop sitting in the parking lot. He had no idea anybody was inside. How come? Because they knew the layout. They didn't need lights. How'd they know the layout? They'd been there before. This was a professional robbery crew, organized crime. That's what it was. People do this stuff for a living, and it really is truly hard for us law-abiding people to wrap our heads around that. There's no question about it. And I don't want to make you paranoid. I just want you to think about these things when you're going through your holiday days. Now, are you carrying a firearm with you? Let me make another suggestion if you are. Keep that firearm on your body. Ladies, don't keep it in a purse. Not this time of year. I'm not a big fan of off-body carry. And I think any of my guests over the last 10 years on the Armed American Radio MonsterCast. And we're going to talk about that coming up on the Sunday show. We're going to talk about some carry techniques over the holidays. Because many of you are carrying firearms. I want you to be as safe as possible. I want you to have access to the firearm and don't want anybody else to have access. Thieves are more active at this time of year. Guess who they're targeting? Yeah, not the other guy. It could be you. You could be the other guy or girl. But I'm not a big fan of off-body carry. And if you have, if there's a possible any way, and there are many, many ways, if you have questions, ask me, markatarmedamericanradio.org. But I would recommend that you keep the gun on your person, on your body, while you're out and about shopping. Keep it on your body, and also keep it concealed. Even if you're in an open carry state at this time of the year, keep the gun concealed. Now, I know, I'm going to open up a can of worms, but that's a big argument. But that's I'm not willing to have that argument right now. I don't want to. It's just, I'm just giving you advice. You can take it or leave it. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not getting into a political battle with, oh, you're telling people that open carry? No, I open carry all the time myself. I'm telling you, over the holidays, keep the thing concealed. There's a lot of people out and about. You don't want to draw any unnecessary attention to yourself, and having a firearm openly visible does that. And I know. You see how easy I go down this road? I can hear the person, oh, yeah, it draws good attention to you if you're talking about that guy in the car sees you have a gun. That could be very true. However, you might not see the person in the car either. So just my advice for you, carry a firearm with you. Carry it concealed. Keep it on your body. You don't want your purse to get ripped off. A lot of opportunists out there, a lot of crimes of opportunity at this time of year, a lot of snatch and grab robberies in parking lots while people are distracted or carrying a lot of stuff and they're not really thinking about where they are and what they're doing. They're busy or they're on their stupid cell phone. Or around here, they're holding an umbrella while they're carrying all their stuff because it's been raining for the last 2 months and they can't get a break. And they're mad, and they're on their phone, holding their umbrella, yelling at somebody that it's still raining while they're carrying packages. Meanwhile, the guy you didn't see, the lookout, is talking to someone, and you've been made. This happens. Because, yes, criminals actually rent high-end cars to go into high-end neighborhoods so they will blend in, so you won't notice them, so they can rip off and take your stuff. That's the moral of today's program. Don't be that person. Don't make it easy. Don't be that person. Look around you. Be alert. Do not be in condition white. Be in condition yellow. Understand there are bad people who do bad things. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four already, right? Time flies. Fastest hour of daytime radio, I'm telling you. Real quick, don't forget to text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. The Gun A Day giveaway is going on over at the USCCA. You know, you can also, by the way, head over to USCCA On Air or USCCA On AAR and see the Gun A Day giveaway going on over there. Also, go to both places. Jump in both. You can text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. You got to hurry. This thing's not going to last forever. They never do. But the USCCA is giving away as many as 24 guns. You could get up to 24 chances. All right? Like I said, it could be 24 Glocks. It could be even 24 AR-15s. Whatever they decide to do. Text the word A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Don't do it while you're driving, please. And also head over to USCCA On Air or USCCA On AAR.com. Either one of them will work. We got you covered. And you can join and maybe win that gun a day. If you do, marketarmedamericanradio.org. I already got an email from Chad. Chad doesn't say where he's from, but I'll just kind of paraphrase it. In the last segment, I was talking about, of course, you know, don't be that person. My suggestion was, and I knew this was going to happen, it takes literally a split second when you talk open carry to get everybody riled up. And I love it. It's a great conversation to have. He was not being rude in any stretch. He said, you know, you were telling people not to open carry. He said, okay, that could be good advice, could be bad advice. I'm not here to argue that. Basically what he said was, but you mentioned that you might not see the person in the car. Keep the gun concealed, not to draw unwanted attention to yourself. You might not see the person, I said, in the car. And his question was, well, that person that you didn't see may have seen your gun and you just averted a crime was averted. You didn't even know it. And you know what, Chad, you're right about that. But it's possible they didn't see it either, depending on where they were or else. I'm just simply telling you, my advice, carry the gun concealed. Most of you don't live in nice temperate climates like Florida where it's sunny all the time. Most of you live around areas where in this particular place it rains all the time. You're going to be wearing some type of outer garment. That's just my advice to you. Take it or leave it. just here's the advice I want to get you all the way around. That's carry your gun, for gosh sakes. Particularly if you're one of those people that hasn't yet figured out, like I did, it took me an incident that I had to pull my firearm back in 2002. You see, I used to be that person that hadn't made a decision yet, and I used to say quite frequently, you know, if a criminal ever picked on me prior to my having to pull a gun on someone, they had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim. It's 100% today. I don't go anywhere without my firearm, nor should you. But many of you don't. Some of you think, well, there's crime is a little bit more rampant this time of year. I'm going to carry my gun. You should think like that anyway, right? I mean, gosh, 70-year-old man standing behind you in the bank might be taking a withdrawal from someone's account who they just murdered. You never know. Or maybe that 70-year-old guy just shot somebody in the back of the head who was changing their tire. You never know. Bad people are everywhere. Heck, they're driving around in high-end Mercedes on a one-day rental so that they can blend in your neighborhood. You never know. Carry your gun with you all the time. But if you are one of those people who I'm just not going to get through to with that, well, I don't need to carry it all the time. I live in a nice area. If that's just the way you think, carry it concealed. Carry it under a garment. Make sure you know how to use it. Get your butt to the range. Throw some lead downrange over the holidays, okay? Go out, and it's fun. It's fun. And you know what? Let me take this opportunity. It also helps your local gun shop who are hurting right now. The brick and mortar stores are hurting anywhere across the country. So I'll get a little sidetracked here before we go back to talking about some of this stuff you need to know for the holidays. But nonetheless, the gun shops are hurting right now. Sales are down. Range time, here's what you need to do. And I spoke to a number of gun shop owners over the last couple days about this very topic. I'm going to tell the big national audience again on Sunday, which is why I was having the conversation. They're all telling me the same thing. Tell your listeners to support their brick and mortar stores. Buy the flashlights. Buy the secondary items. Okay, that's where they're making, margins are not great on guns. And when gun sales are down right now, and they are, these guys are going to have to stick, man, they're going to have to fight for the next 2 years. The Democrats are going to bring gun sales right back up again as we get closer to 2020. No question about it. I'm telling you that right now, as sure as we're sitting here talking. But these guys got to make it to 2020, and sales have been down. So go in, even if you're not going to buy a gun, go to the range. Spend an hour or two on the range, throwing some lead down there. Buy the lead there, okay? If you need a new holster, go there and get it. Yeah, I know we buy stuff online, but you can still go in and support the shop. Maybe go in and buy a holster and not wait for 2 days for it to ship, okay? Go get it today. Support your local gun shop. They really, really, really need the help, believe me. All right. So I like, Chad, thank you for the email. I do appreciate that. I knew, as you say, open carry, man, it's game on, okay? I'm not trying to start an argument with anybody who's an open carry advocate. I am too. I carry openly as well. I just believe there's a time and a place to carry openly, okay? See, I'm starting the whole open carry thing, right? All right, so the takeaway for today's program was pretty simple. Evil exists. Evil people are out there. You might not notice them, and it might be the person you would least think, like the 70-year-old guy in the Mercedes driving through the neighborhood and pulling into a parking lot at a Quality Inn in Florida. It might be that guy. You never, ever know. So take that away. Think like that when you're in the mall. You don't know who that person is in the car. You hear footsteps behind you? Turn around and look. Make eye contact. Let somebody know you're paying attention. You see somebody lingering by an automobile, two or three people? Look. Be aware. Be alert. Let them know I see you. I'm paying attention. Don't make that eye contact that can be taken as a challenge. Just look, acknowledge them, maybe smile and shake your head. Hi, how you doing? Say something to them. How's it going? Merry Christmas. Let them know that I see you. I'm paying attention to you. All of these things scream, I'm not a victim. And guess what? I'm not going to be a victim. And to a criminal who plans his attacks in advance and is looking for a particular type of victim, that demeanor, that eye contact, that verbal contact says to the criminal, that's probably not somebody I want to mess with. That person could very well be carrying a firearm. Apparently, I'm not intimidating them. That's what they think. They will move on. So don't be that victim. Don't leave that stuff in your car. Just don't do it. Fun stuff to talk about, but very serious business, okay? I hope I alerted you to that as we get closer to the holidays. I'm also going to spend some time on Sunday's Monster Cast talking about this. We'll bring some experts in. Now, speaking of the Monster Cast, what are we going to do to start the new week on the Monster Cast? You know, I aired last week on the show. I actually gave Alan Gottlieb the night off thinking he had already been to Washington, D.C. I was wrong. He's actually in Washington, D.C. right now. He was and this is very cool stuff. I've seen the photographs. It's great. He texted them to me yesterday. But his pictures from the White House, Alan Gottlieb, and nobody rocks a bow tie like Alan Gottlieb. He's the man with the bow tie. And a picture of him and his beautiful wife at the White House Christmas party, the White House tree there. It was fantastic. And a number of other very cool photographs. But he's there now, and he's got meetings in Washington, D.C. He's traveling back on Saturday, so I'm going to give him another night off on Sunday. And he may say to me, no, I don't want the night off. I have things we need to talk about. So I guess I'm telling you, I don't know whether Alan's going to be here or not. I will extend him that offer, understanding that he's been traveling quite a bit lately. And, we may not have him Sunday, but Alan is pretty dedicated. So I'm going to leave that one up in the air. If we don't have Alan on, I'm going to bring in a couple of self-defense experts in that time. And I may even do it in the second half of the hour. We're still working on the schedule to talk a little bit about what I'm talking about with you today. Very, very important at this time of year. Very important. We get busy. We do stupid things. We don't look around. We don't pay attention. We're going to remind you of that hardcore on the Sunday broadcast. So I hope you tune in for that one. Also, no doubt we'll have AWR Hawkins here. We'll bring him back this week, talk about all the fun stuff we couldn't get to this week and everything he's written about. And I'm probably going to bring you some holiday recipes for grilling, smoking them up while armed in the third hour. You never know, but I can promise you we're going to have a great time. Until we meet again on Sunday on the radio, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Monster Show.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.